97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
There's an interesting thing that I've been looking forward to ending this show with this week. Will Scharf is, of course, President Trump's attorney. If you've listened to this station for any time or watched the news for any amount of time, you've probably seen the name Will Scharf. He is also running for Missouri's attorney general. So this is a guy who is from right here. He might be listening right now. And we could invite him on at any point. So I feel a little weird that I'm going to play a national news clip and then not invite him in because, you know, we can. I would invite George Stephanopoulos just the same. But George Stephanopoulos, of course, would not come, whereas Will Scharf would come if we gave him a call and he was in town. Of course, he's traveling a lot right now, being Trump's attorney. But he also is here in St. Louis as much as he possibly can. In fact, this interview, I can't quite tell because he's in a studio separate from George Stephanopoulos. This is from Sunday's, you know, one of those morning talk shows. I don't know the names of all of them, probably ABC's version of Meet the Press with George Stephanopoulos, whatever that show's called. Well, Will Scharf was on that show this weekend, and, you know, stepping into Fox News is one thing. Stepping into the mainstream news is another. I will admit that when I have the microphone as the host of this show, if I have a guest that I disagree with, which doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen, I have the power to push back on a guest more than the guest has the power to push back on me. That's just the nature of being the host, but it also gives the host a tremendous advantage. Such is the case with the mainstream media. That's why having those levers of power is so important, that the mainstream host can make the guest look stupid if they want to. So stepping into those environments is really tough. Fully admit that on both sides of the aisle. I think everybody understands how that goes. Will Scharf then stepping into these scenarios is an exercise in in amazement on my part. I don't know. That was a stupid phrase. This is a masterclass. I'll say that. Because I watched this interview that he did, Will Scharf did, with George Stephanopoulos, and was surprised at how well he did, because George is good at this. He's using all of the tricks of the trade to make his points and then turn it onto the guest, who he clearly has animosity towards. But I'll start with, and there's a lot more to this interview, but I'm starting toward the end because that's when, to me, the fireworks really start with them battling. And Will does a great job. I mean, really, really. I was like, wow, dude. Here is Will and George, clip number one, when George Stephanopoulos asks Will Scharf about the weaponization of the courts.
You talked about the weaponization of the legal system. Of course, it was former President Trump who threw out the 2016 campaign led chance of lock her up about Hillary Clinton. But what do you expect from the sentencing process?
Well, but hold on a second, George. President Trump may have said that, but after he entered office, he certainly didn't weaponize the Department of Justice to pursue his political opponents the way that we've seen President Trump and his political allies act in the last couple years. Remember, this case in New York, it was called the zombie case. It sat and sat and sat. It could have been brought at any point after 2020. And then suddenly, when President Trump announced his campaign for president, was dusted off, rushed in front of a grand jury, and then rushed into court. You want to talk about the politicization of the legal system? I mean, this is Exhibit A. It's absolutely unprecedented in American history. It's not the way that our campaigns are supposed to be run. We contest elections at the ballot box, not in the courts in this country.
So did you hear how George Stephanopoulos asks a question, but kind of couches that question with, but here are the real facts. How do you respond? And Will knocks it down. I mean, he knocks it out of the park, I should say, because the whole lock her up thing is true. I don't remember Trump actually saying lock her up, but definitely people were chanting that at his rallies, and he was all about it. But then he became president. And you know what he didn't do? Lock up his political opponents. The minute he announces he's running for office, Will calls this a zombie case because it was. It was a federal case that even the federal government for a long time had sat on and not pursued. And it's also a really, really weak case. Anybody who's unbiased would say that this is kind of stuff that happens all the time, and it's usually a misdemeanor if they pursue it at all. The federal government decided not to because they knew, well, this would be a misdemeanor. And then he started running for office. Then Trump announced. And then all of a sudden, people said, let's dust that off. Let's get that again. George Stephanopoulos tries to use the tricks of the trade in this question. Listen here.
That is true, but of course, we've never had a former president or a presidential candidate facing the kind of charges that the president faced because of his own activities. And of course, the Attorney General in Manhattan has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. Finally, what do you expect from the sentencing process?
Yeah, finally, let me ask you a question after I make a bunch of points that I'm not going to let you respond to. Will Scharf does not take the bait.
I vehemently disagree that the district attorney in New York was not politically motivated here, and I vehemently disagree that President Biden and his political allies aren't up to their necks in this prosecution. I think the fact
there's no evidence of that, sir. There's no. I'm not going to let you continue to say that. There's just zero evidence of that.
I won't let you talk because you're saying false things that I am saying are false. But if George were to hear proof, he would certainly change his mind, right? I mean, he's not just saying talking points from the White House. He's not just carrying water for the Biden administration, right? He's just there for the facts. Oh, Will's got the facts.
Well, how about the fact that Matthew Colangelo was standing over Alvin Bragg's shoulder when he announced this verdict? I mean, Colangelo was the number three official in the Biden Department of Justice who suddenly disappears and shows up as an assistant district attorney right as Trump's case in New York starts to proceed.
After the decision was made,
You want to talk about political coordination?
This has nothing to do. No, it's not. This has nothing to do with President Biden. Do you want to answer the question about the sentencing process or not?
I completely disagree that this has nothing to do with President Biden. With respect to sentencing, as I said before, we're going to vigorously challenge this case on appeal. I don't think President Trump is going to end up being subject to any sentence whatsoever. And we look forward to getting this case into the next court and taking this again all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, if necessary, to vindicate President Trump's rights.
It's just amazing to hear the president's attorney. Trump's attorney, Will Scharf, there, also running for Missouri Attorney General, of course, just take on that question with facts. This is what it sounds like when the facts are on your side. When you're in an interview like this, it is tough. It is tough to battle the host because as a host, you have the relationship with the audience. The guest doesn't so much. So the host is inviting you into his space. And so the viewer, typically, if you've tuned into ABC and you watch George Stephanopoulos on a regular basis, you probably like him. I don't know that you're watching him to do Oppo research. Maybe if you're in our industry, you are. But most people are not. They're watching him because they have a relationship with the Today Show and the anchors and George Stephanopoulos and whatever. So when you walk into that environment, the host naturally has an advantage. But that's what it looks like when the facts are on your side, because in this case, the facts prove that this is unprecedented. Not just that they're prosecuting a president, but the way they're doing it and the case itself is just super weak. Legal analysts from across the aisle are saying this stuff. You don't have to look very far to find. You don't have to look just to Fox News. I mean, you could actually tune in to CNN. I don't know about MSNBC, but there are people on both sides of the aisle saying, yeah, this is a case that is usually not tried. And people understand that. I think that that's why there's a sympathy for Trump. And I've said this before, and I'll end the show saying it again. It is amazing that the left has gone so far, and I would argue overplayed their hand here, although I still don't like it. I think we did a poll on the Annie Fry Show once that said, even if this does help President Trump's poll numbers, is it good? You know, is this good that we've gone through this? And I think the overwhelming answer was no. It certainly was my answer, that even if it does help him win the presidency, it's still not good that it's happened. It would be good if he won, because obviously 4 more years of what we're experiencing now. I mean, imagine what 4 more years looks like of this economy, of the border, of crime, of foreign policy. But the left has overplayed their hand here, and America is waking up to that fact. And it has made President Trump, again, like I've said before, a billionaire, I think, at least multimillionaire. Oh, no, he is a billionaire now because of Truth Social. A television star, a celebrity, a former president into a victim. It has made him the victim. And so there's sympathy for this guy who, by all measures, he's not a sympathetic guy. President Trump is not somebody that you look at and you feel sorry for, but they've overplayed their hands so much that he actually has become that.
Get more at 971talk.com.